Well, Upasni Maharaj never came here though. But Baba went to Upasni Maharaj just before Maharaj dropped the body. And I'd like to tell you something then. You see, I just shoved myself in Baba's trip because I wanted to take a picture. And for which this chappie here on my left, Hermes, is awful happy. I have given him a set. And I am happy too. Because that's the only set between father and son.
Yeah.
That's the only set. Well, we can tell the whole world that Baba met Upasni Maharaj, but there is no proof. Well, you can take our word for it, but later on, say after 100 years, people may disbelieve. No, no, they never met. On the contrary, they quarreled and fell out or something, you know. But here is a proof positive. So Baba was to come from Panchgani. He settled a meeting between Baba and Adi was the liaison officer. Adi used to shuttle back and forth between Baba and Sakuri to establish a date. There was one man who helped Baba during this musty time, you know, called Yeshwantrao. Well, an angelic man. Baba Upasni Maharaj's man, but he used to fall at Baba's foot also. A real angel, I'd say. He died about 8 or 10 years ago. He was a farmer. So he was the go-between. Adi went back and forth, letters flew back and forth, and the meeting was settled on a particular day, and Baba came. Baba called Sarosh to bring his car, to bring him down to Nagar, and the meeting was settled for at about 5 o'clock in the evening on a particular day. And Baba said that such and such people would accompany me, and I was not one of them. Mm. Well, I was disappointed. But never mind, I said, never mind, I get clobbered, doesn't matter. I took my camera, I got some films, slung my camera on my shoulders, and when Baba came here, I said nothing. But when everybody was about to board the car, I also put on my coat, slung my camera, and got in with the mandali. Baba, where are you going? I said, Baba, I'm accompanying you. I want to take pictures. All right, come on. All right, come on. He just squeezed in the car, you know. All right. We went there at the appointed place. Baba enjoyed. Baba just emphasized the fact that none of you shall come near the hut. Baba saw the hut. He saw the mandali, saw everybody, sent Sarosh and Adi towards Maharaj, that Baba had arrived and that he should come too. Then I went with Baba that... hut had to approach the hut was there was a small passage, say about a cart track passage, about 4 or 5 or 6 feet wide, and at the far end, say about 300 feet away from the entrance, was a small hut where Upasni Maharaj and Baba had to meet. So I followed Baba and I said, Baba, I'd like to take a picture. He said, yes, go on. So I might have taken two or three, I don't know.
One standing, one sitting.
Yeah, you have got it. And then he said, go and tell the mandali again not to approach this hut here. You be careful, too. You don't come near to take pictures. You remain there at the gate as others. Yes, Baba. I just got out. Well, at about 5 o'clock, Upasni Maharaj came. I snapped him too, took his pictures. Then he said nothing. But he just surveyed the whole area, and we all took his darshan, we fell at his feet, and he says, remember, nobody shall enter this compound. You people just keep off. Now I'm going in to meet Mervan. You don't come in. None of you should come in. Yes, Maharaj. We are used to address him as Maharaj. Well, we don't know what went on between Baba and Upasni Maharaj, but it was past sundown that we saw them coming down the pathway. Well, the meeting was over. I ran with my camera. I didn't have any flashlight. Never mind the flashlight, but I shall take pictures. So Maharaj is in front, Baba is back. Baba is very happy, mind you. Upasni Maharaj is also happy too. I go towards them. Snap one. Then I move backwards. Now they're moving backwards and trying to take a picture has got a danger. I might fall over, you know. I take another. Then Upasni Maharaj sees something in that box in my hand, you know, he looks over his shoulder and asks Baba, what's he got? What's that black box in his hand? Is that a photographing machine? Baba just laughs in his, he just puts his hand and he tells me, good. I thought that my nut is going to crack and my camera is going to be smashed. Then I said, please, I tried to request Upasni Maharaj, because you see, I knew very well that the picture would come fuzzy. I just tried to request, but I was very much frightened. You see, I couldn't request, but even then I tried to, I took the liberty. Please, please, just a second, please wait. He wouldn't understand, he started moving, and even then in same movement I took three or four pictures. I don't know how many, three or four. Yeah. I said, never mind, I think I gave a tenth of a second. That's the best I could do, but even then that's a picture, I'll say. Never mind if it is fuzzy. So that's that. And those negatives are lost, isn't it, Hermes? Well,
not all.
No,
they're not lost.
Well, they are not lost now. But a few days ago they were lost. Somehow they came back to me. And I am giving it to you. And you take it. Well, it's in your safekeeping now.